Look, you know, that's a fair criticism. You know, we've stayed overwhelmingly unified through this, and I think it is a valid critique that we did not have one single strategic plan going into Donald Trump's address on that night, whether it was boycott, walkout, sign waving, you know, heckling interruption, which is what Marjorie Taylor Greene repeatedly did to Joe Biden. Of course, Biden dealt with that like a man and just responded to it. Donald Trump couldn't handle it because he doesn't have the verbal dexterity to respond. And so they had to have Al Green removed. But the last person who used a cane like that in the House of Representatives was Preston Brooks, who went over and beat the daylights out of Senator Charles Sumner before the Civil War. And he wasn't even censured for what he did, actually using a cane for violence as opposed just to get people's attention. And, you know, Al Green was making a very strong, valid, substantive point, which is there is no mandate to destroy Medicaid. And the vast majority of Democrats rejected the idea of censuring him. And really, if we were censuring anybody, it should have been Donald Trump, who I don't think had been back to our chamber since he incited a violent insurrection against us. And then he used his pulpit in order to call a sitting member of the United States Senate Pocahontas. So I think a racial and ethnic slur from the president was a far greater insult to the dignity and decorum of our chamber.